With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Governor Steve Bullock today wrote Weyerhaeuser Corporation, urging it to maintain jobs in Montana and the legacy of public access that Plum Creek Timber established. The letter comes after Weyerhaeuser announced on November 9th that it's buying Plum Creek. Bullock asked for, quote, assurance that operations in Montana will not be substantially impacted by this merger and that the access that Montanans have enjoyed for years will not be gated off. The governor's letter said he is, quote, very concerned that Weyerhaeuser may not fully appreciate Montana's culture around this issue. He said the company's policy of charging a fee to access its lands in Oregon and Washington will not be well received in Montana. Bullock asked Weyerhaeuser's CEO to take quick action to alleviate concerns about public access. Senator John Tester, too, wrote Weyerhaeuser's CEO, voicing the same concerns. Tester also said that Plum Creek's policy of free public access to its land here has been tied to his support for collaborative projects involving the company in Montana. Bozeman author Greg Mortensen will retire in January from the charity he co-founded nearly 20 years ago to build schools in Pakistan. The announcement today comes more than 4 years after accusations that Mortensen fabricated events in his best-selling book, Three Cups of Tea, and an investigation into mismanagement of the charity's assets. A resulting settlement restructured the Bozeman-based charity, removed Mortensen as a voting board member, and stripped him of any financial oversight. Mortensen has denied the allegations. Both sides in the Montana Republican Party's lawsuit to close its primary elections appeared in federal court in Helena today. Steve Jess was there and files this report.
Judge Brian Morris presided over a motion hearing. The actual trial, if there is one, will happen later. But it provided a preview of arguments both sides might use at trial. Representing the Ravalli County Republican Party attorney and State Representative Matthew Monforton argued that allowing anyone to vote a Republican ballot in a primary is just plain unconstitutional. Judge Morris asked, how long has it been unconstitutional? Monforton responded, since the First Amendment. He means that the First Amendment establishes a right of association, a right to know who's voting in your party's primary, and an open primary such as Montana's doesn't fulfill that right. Judge Morris appeared skeptical of Monforton's position and interrupted him multiple times to ask pointed questions. Representing the state, Assistant Attorney General Stuart Segrest said the Republican Party can already exercise its right of association by asking people to sign a membership list. Segrest said they just want the state to create the list for them by requiring voters to register Republican if they wish to vote in the GOP primary. Each side asked for a summary judgment in its favor, and the Republican Party is also asking for a preliminary injunction to prevent an open primary from occurring before the case is tried. Judge Morris says he will rule on the motions in a couple weeks. From the federal courthouse in Helena, I'm Steve Jess, Montana Public Radio.
A 33-year-old Hamilton man charged with kidnapping, drugging, and repeatedly raping a 17-year-old girl over several days in early February is now charged with capturing some of the assaults on video. Byron Craig Hall pleaded not guilty yesterday to sexual abuse of children. The Ravalli Republic reports the new charge was filed after investigators found three videos taken with the webcam on Hall's laptop between February 6th and 9th that included sexual content involving the girl. Hall pleaded not guilty in March to 6 charges related to the incident. District Judge Jeffrey Langton set his bail at $750,000. He remains jailed without bond for violating his parole on an earlier drug lab conviction. Hall's trial is scheduled to begin on February 29th. Prosecutors are opposing a motion to move out of Flathead County the trial of an Evergreen man accused of killing his girlfriend's 2-year-old son. Brandon Newberry's attorneys made a request in October to move the trial to a different populated area because of misinformation, rumors, and inflammatory news articles circulating in the county. The Daily Interlake reports that in a filing Tuesday, Deputy County Attorney Andrew Clegg wrote that the defense's request is based only on allegations and is therefore insufficient proof that the trial needs to be moved. If convicted, Newberry could face up to 100 years in prison. Officials with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are investigating after a dead grizzly bear was found near Seeley Lake. Spokesman for the federal agency Ryan Mooring says the bear is believed to have died sometime between November 3rd and November 5th. The bear's carcass was found alongside Highway 83 and picked up on November 6th. Grizzly bears are a protected species and managed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The agency is offering up to a $2,000 reward for information leading to a conviction of the poacher. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.